bringing policy to the people. If you pay attention to the two sessions, you will notice that both the National People's Congress and the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference have a spokesperson. This year, Guo Weimin, Vice Minister of the Information Office of the State Council, is the spokesman for the second session of the 13th CPPCC National Committee. Zhang Yesui, former Vice Foreign Minister, is the spokesman for the second session of China's 13th NPC. Since China officially started the spokesperson system in 1983, 15 spokespersons of the CPPCC National Committee and 8 spokespersons of the NPC have spoken to the press, according to China Today. The spokesperson system is a window that can open at any time to make government affairs public and to inform the press and the public, according to the official website of the Communication University of China. The public, when dealing with large amounts of information, needs an official voice to tell them the truth and stop rumors from spreading, according to People's Daily. For Wang Guoqing, spokesman for the first session of the 13th National Committee of the CPPCC, the spokesperson system is also important for telling China's stories. As a spokesperson of the CPPCC National Committee, I speak not only to the Chinese press and public, but also to the world. I expect that I will be able to help you learn about the true China through answering questions, said Wang, according to the official website of the CUC. Apart from the spokesperson system, China has other measures to improve the way that the government and citizens talk, such as electronic governance. It's about using internet technologies for conversations between the government and citizens and making social services more available and transparent. For example, the State Council introduced its Chinese language mobile app in 2016. It publicizes major decisions by the State Council and policy documents and serves as a channel for the government and the public to talk. Using online tools to facilitate public services is an important step to accelerate governance reform. Fang Zhenbang, Renmin University professor of public administration and policy, told China Daily.